For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opens up the season this Saturday at home against Augustana, joined by junior center Jesse Hine out of Perham. I'll get this question out of the way. Two down years in a row. How has that motivated the team headed into this season?
I know this summer, obviously it's been on our mind a lot, but this summer we really had that in our minds. I mean, we had a lot of guys up here, probably the best attendance-wise summer we've had since I've been here. So, I mean, in a way, we're trying to put it behind us, but it's kind of always there. So a little bit of a motivational tool, but we're ready to get over that hump.
Have you noticed a change in these first couple of weeks of practice in mood, in tempo, and enthusiasm and everything because of it?
I think so. I mean, coach has talked about a lot this year. I mean, this group's got something special, and the good thing about it is we're pretty young. We only have, I think, six seniors this year. So, I mean, just all in all, we've been having pretty good chemistry, and a lot of things have been going a lot better since years past. So,
there aren't too many guys that can say that they played college football with their brother, even fewer with the bond that a center and a quarterback have. What's it been like?
I mean, it's kind of been second nature for me. I've did it since high school, and now here it's, I mean, something not many people can say they do, but I mean, I've enjoyed it.
You've played almost every game other than being hurt for a couple since you walked on campus. There aren't too many that can say that either. What have you learned about the game, just being in the middle of everything for so many games already?
I mean, this is a conference where you can't take a single play off. Otherwise, I mean, there's always somebody good lined up across from you. And, I mean, I've been pretty fortunate, minus a few dings here and there. But, I mean, you learn something every week, so it's kind of fun.
The offense returns almost everybody. Have you noticed increased production in practice because of that?
Absolutely. I mean, from day one this year, we've had a new mindset. We are no longer relying on our defense to, you know, hold teams. And, I mean, the big focus has been coming out hot and being more consistent. And I think so far this camp, we've definitely showed those two things. So
the culture of college football has changed where now you want to run 120 plays if you can.
Yeah.
As an offensive lineman, what's that like?
I mean, we switched over to a more up-tempo offense last year, and that was a little bit of a change. But, I mean, with Gary and Mike and the strength and conditioning guys, they've done a good job of getting us in shape. And it's definitely a change from the old power football days, but, I mean, it's fun.
What'd you do this summer away from football?
I mean, I got married this summer, so that was a little different.
But just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the only married guy on the team, so that's few guys ragging on me a little bit, but it was fun. I mean, traveled a few places, so get away from football, but still get right back to it when I get back here. So,
well, congratulations on that. What's it like playing a night game at the Chet when the weather's still warm and the place is packed?
I mean, it's a cool feeling when you're coming down through all the tailgaters and all that kind of thing, and seeing everybody just jacked up, and it gets you going in a hurry.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem.